Hey everybody, Gabriel here. This is the footage that was removed from the beginning of the interview with Francesca. She talked about her family dynamic growing up and the abuse and trauma she suffered through as a young girl. It might not have been essential to the story, but it'll give you more context and insight as to why she ended up where she was. Enjoy.
So my mother is, I think she believes in God. Even now, she's trying to get closer to God, especially after everything that I've been through with him. But yeah, she's a woman who has always been very much into kind of new age beliefs. So one of the things that she really, really liked was astrology. And she always used it to explain people's personalities to me. And I was very good at it, especially when you're taught at a young age. You know, I was really able to pick up on it. I don't know really where to start with my mom. She did the best she could in raising us. I think she just fell for a man that sort of was a con artist and got taken advantage of. And yeah, with my father, I don't really know him, so I can't really speak firsthand because I have met him a couple of times in my life. And it's never really ended well. And my sister and I just decided to end the relationship. But basically, from what we've heard, he's a liar. He would steal. He would cheat. At one point, he was able to get my mother's life insurance in Italy because in Italy, they allow the husband to do that. So what would have been a lot of money for us today, he stole it all then. He gambled away all of our money. Mom was the one that had to work constantly. He never wanted to work. And she had two children by him and was working full time and basically supporting his gambling. And then shortly after that, he became a heroin addict. So a lot of our time in Italy was actually her staying with him at this rehab center. So some of the memories I have is of this weird sort of town, and it's sort of like a rehabilitation town, I think it's Catholicism there to try and rehabilitate these people. But yeah, so he was on and off with that, constantly lying about his drug use. And yeah, and then finally she escaped him when I was about 6 years old and we moved to Australia.
And about your father, it's not just these things that you talked about, because the reason why you didn't see him for so long has to do with what he did to you at a very young age. So if you're comfortable to talk about this, I would love you to, because I think it happens to a lot of people and most people don't want to talk about it, but it has an impact later down the line in your life. So what happened when you were just a young girl?
Yeah. So my sister and I don't really have a memory of it, but my father did sexually abuse both of us. What we always remember is that we hated going to see him and he touched us weirdly. That's the one thing that mom always remembered us saying. You know, I'd be like, he always pulls on my underwear and, you know, checks if it's too tight and all of this sort of thing. Like, I remember telling my mom that. I remember telling my dad I didn't like that. I didn't know him. He was strange. Like, I was a very introverted child. And so the Lord has worked with me in that as well. But I was terrified of anything too close, like even hugging my mother. And so it was the way that it ended up getting resolved was that he would often live in these drug houses. And we didn't know because we were kids, but mom sort of knew, but she had to let him take us, you know, because it was the law that he got to see us, I think, one weekend out of the month. And he would be living in these weird homes. And anyway, it must have been someone at some point saw something happening and they reported it to the police. And it was the police that came to our school and they spoke to my sister and I about everything that happened. And from that day on, we didn't have to see him again. So he no longer had any custody over us whatsoever. However, I've always been an extremely forgiving person. And even in the new age, you know, when you're a Buddhist and thinking about, you know, love and your soul and ultimate forgiveness and this sort of thing, I forgave Dad for all of that. you know, maybe I harbor anger deep down. And yes, it has affected me. And we'll get into that in the ways that I was unloved and the things that I got into. But I forgave him and I tried to build a relationship with him. My sister and I, we tried. But every time we saw him, he would say some sort of lie, like blame it on my mother somehow. Or the very last time we saw him, he talked about this watch that he'd given mom. That's like a very expensive watch. And he said, has she given it to you? It was for you. But that watch was stolen by him at an auction, you know? So he would just make up these lies and try to like pin us against our mother who'd raised us and we don't even know him. And so it was just, it was a mess. And that's basically why we decided to cut him off.
Well, I want to ask you about your mother because I don't know how old you were when your dad left, but you essentially grew up from what you remember with a single mom. And you mentioned that this impacted you. So can you talk about why growing up with a single mom impacted you negatively?
Mm-hmm. At the time, I never thought, of course, when you're a child, you don't know any different. But when I look back on my childhood, I realize that I a lot of my intimacy issues and a lot of my lack of self-approval, my lack of respect for myself, and the kind of just abusive relationships I would get into, like nothing extreme, but there was always an element of emotional abuse or someone taking advantage of me, me trying to people please. When I look back on all of it, I believe it stems from that. And I think my sister, being an extrovert, didn't have this particular issue because she was able to seek mom out for love, whereas I wasn't. I guess at some point as a child, I shut down and I became very anxious avoidant. And it got to the point where mom couldn't even give me love because I didn't want her. And I turned to escapism instead of seeking love. You know, I turned to fantasy. I turned to just going into my own inward world, gaming, and which then eventually turned into weed smoking, et cetera. So that's when I look back, that's how it affected me. Yeah.
It's good to talk about it because it's becoming more and more of a thing in society of raising children with one parent. And we don't often get the perspective of the children, which I think is what should be the focus. So I appreciate you bringing it up. But talking about your mom, you mentioned Catholicism a few times already. At that age, when you were a kid, what was your idea of religion?
Man, I really, like, whenever I think about how I thought about religion, it was like such a non-issue. Because I know we had to study it at school, but I just never paid attention at all. It was very boring. I think that was the main thing. I was in a Catholic school and we did all the rituals in church. It's nothing like the church that I attend today as a Baptist. And yeah, it was just rituals, taking the communion, reciting of things, and I was just bored and I sat there and I probably tried to escape it in my mind and probably was daydreaming. That's my only really memory with it.
Yeah, I think it's the case for many kids that don't understand. You know, it might be detrimental to bring kids in that early into these kinds of things. I'm not sure. I'm not a father yet, but it's interesting thing to think about at the very least.